Hello guys, welcome to another video of mine, and today I'm going to be doing a review on something that is both incredibly special and also probably the best thing that ever exists, or you know, that probably the best thing I've ever owned in my life, okay? And obviously what I'm talking about is the Nintendo DSi, baby. Now, I'm really sorry if it looks really, how do I say this? Like, there's this small spot right here. There was a sticker right here, and you know, I don't really want to remove it because I don't know, it just looks cool. But yeah, today I'm gonna be doing a review on Nintendo DSi, and you know, talk about what I'm going to be doing a visit and the horrid conditions that this pen is in. God, I don't know if you can see it, but like. It looks like someone shoot like half of the pen off, and now it just looks disgusting. I'm going to have to get like a replacement pen because this one just looks really disgusting. But anyways, so right here we have a 3-megapixel camera on the back, a headphone jack. Where is it? There you go. A headphone jack, so I can, I guess you can put like your get your to listen to music or something. Your SD card, which I'm going to put, or what else is in there? The game slots, which I'm going to also test out, the charger ports, and you know, the volume for when you want, for when you're either in like public or wherever. So yeah, this right here is the main interface that you're going to be seeing a lot. Right here is the top screen, and I'm pretty sure these are both speakers. Right here is the second camera. There's a front camera and a microphone, and these are the buttons, the D-pad and the ABC buttons, the star and select buttons, and obviously the power button, which we are going to turn on. But before that, I just want to like there you go. I think it's now showing in place, like not fully but close enough. So 3, 2. Okay, wait, let me just fix it. There you go. 3, 2, 1. So yeah, Nintendo DSi. I'm really happy and excited to use this thing. Let's just touch the screen with the piss colored pen. And there we go, we are in the main interface. I'm so happy to actually own this thing, it's just so unimaginable. So yeah, the system settings, I will have to connect to my internet. And not right now, maybe a little bit later. DS menu, yes, return to DS menu. I want to use the camera because the camera is just so fun. Like, look at this. Look. Camera. You go here. And you're going to have a camera and an album. The camera, you just press on it and it just takes you to the camera feature. Now, obviously, you can see my face in there. And I'm still in my school uniform because I just got home. Yeah, I'm gonna take a photo. Or actually, you know what? You can also like, yeah, let me just take a photo really quickly. Use this lens to take normal photos. Try it out. And as you can see, the picture was taken right there. Look, that's me. And yeah, there's a sound recorder onto here as well. I'm just gonna do a small like tour on it. Actually, I did make a sound, so let me just turn. So yeah, the microphone is really good on this, and I'm really happy. I believe you can also put, yeah, play with your music. So I'm going to maybe put a lot of songs on here and listen to them while I'm on the bus. Like, oh my god, I actually like this so much, dude. And battery life is actually pretty decent. Like, when I we're like 10 minutes in, or almost 10 minutes in, and it's still at like 3 dots. Originally, when I came into the box, it was still 3 dots. So yeah, that's a good sign that the battery is still working. The Nintendo DSi shop, I'm not connected to the internet, so I'm not gonna use it. The same thing for this, I don't know. PictoChat, I'm not sure how PictoChat works. Chat room A. Yeah, sure. Hello. Oh, that's so cool. Huh. Right. I'm not sure how. Okay, yeah, start. Or I think you gotta press the bar button to go to like the main menu. So yeah, this was the game. Now, for the games, the guy who here's the thing. The guy who I got this DS from gave me two games for free, and they're both in French, which is like the worst thing ever. So, I'm going to play Kung Fu Panda, Le Jeu. Oh my God, that's not Jeu. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Please ignore that I said the wrong thing. I did French in middle school, but like, you know, it's not like a good kind of French. I mean, I don't know. I just hated French when I was in school, a lot. My God. I hate these like cartridges because you can't, I don't know how to like. There we go. So yeah, I'm just going to put it. Wait a minute. Let me just show this. There we go. Gonna shove it like that. And now it should appear. There it is. And you just. There you go. Now, I did test out this game a little bit earlier before recording this video, and it's somewhat fun. Like, I won't say it's so fun I would play it every day. I'm not sure what part it means. Yeah, play. Jouer. And what you can do is you can, like, drag your mouse or your touchpad to attack others. Look at this. I'm abusing animals. That is so cruel, man. And I'm now drowning. Yeah, this is just. Obviously, this is a game for kids. I'm going to download, like, all the stuff that I need. This game is being racist towards me, man. So, yeah. I don't want to play this game anymore. It's so boring. So, yeah, this was the cool thing, I guess. So, yeah. Anyways, this was a video. I'm going to be either buying or pirating other games because, you know, why not? And yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed my review of this beautiful little system. It's like, in overall, okay, it's like having a smaller Wii. Like, it looks like one. It legit looks like a Wii, like a miniature version of a Wii. And it's just I don't know, like I actually like it. It's like it has its own dedicated operating system, and it makes me blissful. So yeah, I'm going to connect this thing to the internet, and we'll see from on what I will do with it. So yeah, goodbye guys.